Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Yod Gimel Amud Bet, near the bottom of the Amud. About to take a look at our analysis of the third Mishnah of our Perek, and beginning with the issue of Smichat Zekenim. We said Smichat Zekenim and Arufa, both of them need three according to Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, need five. Tana Rabbanan. Now, Smichat Zekenim, we said, was when the Beit Din errs in its instructions and has to bring a special kind of korban, a para helim davar, para bal kol mitzvot, and the Zekenim have to do smicha, putting their hands on the korban. Tana Rabbanan. Samchu zikne ha'idah, yachol zikne ha'shuk. I might think that you could just bring any old guys in. Tana lomar edat. It says zikne ha'idah, the elders of the community. I might think that it refers to the elders of the small Sanhedrin, as it were. Talmud Lomar ha'eda, kitnei ha'eda, meaning miyuchadin sheba eda, the ones who are of the elite. V'chamahein, so how many? V'samchu shnayim, so there's a verb in the plural, and ziknei, there's a noun, shnayim, in the plural. So there's 2 plus 2. Ve'in beitin shakul. You can't have an even numbered beitin. Mosifin alein od echad. You have one more. Harei kan chamisha. That's 5. And of course, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. As we already saw, that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Shimon omer ziknei shnayim. Ve'in beitin shakul. Rabbi Shimon says ziknei is 2. Can't have 2. So therefore you have 3. Mosifin alein od echad. Harei kan shlosha. So there's 3. Which means Rabbi Shimon's going to have to account for the word v'samchu. Rabbi Shimon hakti v'samchu. That you need for itself to tell you. They have to put their hands on it. Rabbi Yehuda, why is he not satisfied with that? Why does he think v'samchu is extra? So the gufe lo tzarich, you don't need it for that. Why? If you don't think that v'samchu is there as a drasha to teach you 2 extra men, just let it say that the elders should have their hands on the par. It doesn't say they have to lay their hands. Rishimon iktiv hachi, he said, no, if it only said that incomplete sentence, havyamena mai al besamuch, I would think that al means next to, which often we find al means that, and then I wouldn't know to put them on top. Rabbi Yehuda gamar rosh me'ola, it said, yidehem al rosh ha'ola, and yidehem al rosh ha'par, and in the case of the ola, the verb in vayikra, it says v'samchu, so I would extend v'samchu to here. And I know anytime it says al rosh, it means to lay your hands on it, not just to have your hands near it. So I don't need that. Rabbi Shimon lo gamar rosh rosh miola. Rabbi Shimon doesn't have that gzera shava, and therefore he says you need v'samchu to tell me to lay their hands, and therefore I don't have it as an extra word to teach me 2 more dayanim. Okay, we have a brayta that says smicha u'smichat zekinim begimel. So my smicha u'my smichat zekinim. So what is the smicha that's not smichat zekinim? Rabbi Yochanan mismach savi. It means what we call smicha, meaning appointing an elder to a Beit Din or to Rabbanut. So Abai asked Rav Yosef, mismach savi b'shloshim enalan. So Abai asked Rav Yosef, how do you know that you need 3 dayanim for that, for appointing somebody to a Beit Din? Ilam dichtiv ayisvochet yadav alav, if it's from the fact that Moshe put his hands on Yoshua when handing over the mantle of leadership, so yachet yiske b'chad, then you could only need 1. Moshe's 1 man. If you think that Moshe was perhaps in the place of the 71, so then you need 71. Either you need 1 or 71, but 3, where do you get that from? Akasha, you're right, you have a difficulty. We don't have a source for it. Rav Acha b'rei d'Rav l'Rav Ashi. B'yodem mamesh samchin lei? Rav Acha b'rei d'Rav, Rav asked Rav Ashi, do you really put your hands on a rabbi when you make him a rabbi? Amrlei samchin lebishma. No, it just means that we support him, as it were. We give him the appointment by calling him a name. Kari le Rabbi. We call him Rabbi. V'yhavi le reshut lemei dan dine knasot. We give him reshut to do dine knasot, as we saw earlier in the parak. V'chad lo samich. Wait a second. One person alone can't do it. And now we have a very famous story, very tragic story. V'amr v'yuda marav b'ram zachur oto ha'ish l'tov Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Shmo. Somebody who should be remembered for good, his name was Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Shil Malehu Nishtakhu Dine Knasot Miyisrael. If it weren't for him, then the laws of Knasot would be forgotten. Nishtakhu, what do you mean? Nigrasinu, we could learn them. So what do you mean they would be forgotten? Ella, Batlu Dine Knosset of Israel. If it weren't for him, there would be no more Dine Knosset. They'd be gone. Why? Shepam Achat Gazra Malchut Harsha'a Shmad Al Yisrael. One time the Romans declared Shmad against us. and this is part of the Hadrianic persecutions after Bar Kokhba. And what was the rule? Shekol HaSomech Yehareg. Anybody who gives smicha will be killed. V'chol Ani Smach Yehareg. Anybody who gets smicha. They were trying to destroy the power of the rabbis. The ir shesomchin v'techarev, if any city is the location of smicha, the city will be destroyed. U'tchumin shesomchin b'hen ye'akru, and all of the areas and the boundaries nearby will be destroyed. So ma'asa Yudah ben Bava. So what did Yudah ben Bava do? Because he wanted to give smicha. Halach v'yashav lo ben shnei harim gdolim. He went and sat between two big mountains. U'ven shnei arok gdolot, between two cities. And outside of the tchum of both those cities, which means he wasn't in any city, he wasn't in any tchum, which means that if the Romans would catch him, no city would be hurt. This is in the Galil. He had five elders. He gave them smicha as a last-ditch effort. Who are they? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua. There's a famous Talmid of Rabbi Kiva. But this is after Rabbi Kiva is already dead, evidently. So he gave them smicha. Rav Avnia Mosif Afram Nechemia. Rav Nechemia might be on the list also. By the way, these are also some of the names that appear on the various lists of the Chachamim that Rabbi Akiva taught after all of his students were killed when Rabbi Akiva came to the south. Kevan Shikiru Oivehem Bahen. Once the Romans saw this, Amar Lahen Banai. When they recognized that the enemies were coming, Amar lehen, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said, Banai Rutsu, son, children, run away from here, get away. Amru le Rabbi Matei Alecha, so what's going to be with you? Amar lehen, Hareini mutal lifneihem ke'even she'en laho fachim. I'm like a rock that nobody's going to turn over. I'm just going to lie here. Amru lo zazu misham an she'natsu bo shlosh miot nun biyot shel barzel. They found Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava because he was too old to run. He stayed there and he knew that he would slow them down if he went, so he stayed there. And they pierced him with 300 spears. Iron spears, Vasuki Chvara, they made him like a sieve. That's how he was killed. It's one of the famous 10 martyrs in the martyrology of the Asar Gemal. So, all of this story, which is of course a very painful story, but in the meantime, how is it that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava gave smicha alone? Didn't you just say you need three? The answer is Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Achrini Havvadei. Of course, you could have answered Shat Hadchak. This was a moment, an imperative of the moment, but it said the answer that there really were other people with him. And they also evidently ran away. Why didn't they mention them? Mishum kvodot Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is there. You're not going to mention these other people. He's the great man. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava samchei. Wait a second. True that Rabbi Meir was given smicha Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Amar Rabbi Ruchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol ha'omer Rabbi Meir lo smacho Rabbi Kiva. Anybody who says that Rabbi Kiva didn't give smicha Rabbi Meir, eino el atoa, is mistaken. In other words, there were some conflicts, and Rabbi Yochanan said, "No, the true." The reality is, and the true tradition is, that Rabbi Meir was given smicha by Rabbi Akiva. So the answer is, Samcha Rabbi Akiva v'lo kiblu. In other words, Rabbi Akiva gave smicha to Rabbi Meir, but it wasn't accepted. People didn't accept Rabbi Meir's authority after Rabbi Akiva gave him smicha. Samcha Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava kiblo. And then when Rabbi Meir got smicha Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava the second time, then they accepted. Okay, so that's how this story is reconciled. Now, Amar B'Shem and Levi ain't smicha b'chutz la'aretz. So another rule about smicha, again, this kind of smicha of what we call ordination, does not happen in chutz la'aretz. My ain't smicha, what does that mean? Ile medolo dayane dine knasot klal b'chutz la'aretz, if it's to say that smicha doesn't get you anywhere in chutz la'aretz, which means having smicha doesn't allow you to do dine knasot chutz la'aretz, v'atanan Sanhedrin noheget ben b'aretz ben chutz la'aretz. We have a mission later in Sanhedrin that the Sanhedrin applies equally to Eretz Yisrael and chutz la'aretz. So what does it mean? Ela delo samchina mechutz la'aretz, which means we don't give smicha, we don't do the act of giving smicha. Pshita, samchin mechutz la'aretz, mechutz la'aretz. Now, pshita, samchin mechutz la'aretz, v'nismachin mechutz la'aretz, if the ones giving the smicha are in Bavel, and the ones getting it are in Eretz Yisrael, they're sending a letter, hamarin delo. So we said, you can't give smicha from chutz la'aretz. Ela samchin ba'aretz, v'nismachin mechutz la'aretz. What about the opposite? What if in Tveria, they send a letter to Bavel, giving smicha to somebody? Toshma, Rabbi Yochanan, Havimit Stoyer, Alei, Rav Shimon Bar Abba. We had an allusion to this earlier in the Perek. Our piece of this, Rabbi Yochanan was upset about Rav Shimon bar Abba de lohave gabayu de lismichei, that he wasn't there in Tveria for Rabbi Yochanan to give him smicha. So you see that you have to be there in the same place. Rabbi Shimon zeirud v'chad di'imei, Rabbi Shimon zeirud and one who was with him, umanu Rabbi Yochanan ben Achmoy, which makes Rabbi Shimon zeirud to be the important one of this pair. V'amrila, some people say the opposite. Rabbi Yochanan ben Achmoy v'chad di'imei and Rabbi Shimon zeirud, the same pair, but just who's more important. One of these two was with Rabbi Yochanan. Samchu, they gave him smicha. V'chad lo havigabayu, the one that wasn't there, lo samchu. Which means, you see, you have to be in the same place. So, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you can't give smicha to somebody in Chutz Laretz, because he's got to be right with you. So, these two chachamim, Rabbi Yochanan was trying very hard to give them smicha. Lo havimistayi b'yolta, somehow it didn't work out. Every time that they met, there weren't enough people to give smicha, or they weren't there. Havei kamit star tuv, Rabbi Yochanan was very upset. Amrulei lo in starman. They said, don't be so upset. Ta'anan mi devet Eli katinan. Both of us are kohanim from Beit Eli. Ta'amar shvom bar Nachman amr b'yonatan. Minayin she'in nismachin levet Eli. How do we know that Beit Eli should not get smicha? Shenemar, in the curse of Eli at the beginning of Shmuel, when the Isha Elohim comes to rebuke him for allowing his sons to abuse the Kodashim, he says, Lo yihaz haken v'vetcha kol hayamim. You will not have an elder in your house. The simple read of that is, people will die young. Mai zaken, what does that mean? Ilim hazaken mamash, if you really think it means, like pshat, old age. V'aktiv ko marbit v'etcha yamuhtu anashim. In the next pasuk it says, most of your household will die as men, meaning in middle age, so obviously you're not going to have old men. So what does it mean, there won't be no zaken? Ela smicha, it means a zaken is an elder. In other words, you're not allowed to give that smicha to Beit Eli. Now, maybe they were saying this to Rabbi Yochanan to make him feel better, but they had such a tradition that Beit Eli should not get smicha because of the phrase, lo yezaken v'vitcha. Rabbi Zeira havi mitamer lemismachei. Rabbi Zeira was hiding. He didn't want to get smicha. The Amar Rabbi Lazar, why? The olam havei kavel v'kayam. Should be, like, humble. Came into Shamal Ahada Amar Rabbi Lazar, but then he heard Rabbi Lazar's other statement. Ein Adam Ole L'Gdula Elim Ken Mochlino Al Kol Avonotav. That a person, when he rises to greatness, that can only happen if Hashem was forgave him of everything. He then tried very hard to make himself available for smicha. He said, if they're going to raise me up to this position of Rabbi, then that means that Hashem has forgiven me. That's a good thing. So when they gave him smicha in Eretz Yisrael, this Rabbi Zera member made aliyah, he got away from Rabbi Yehuda, he was hiding from Rabbi Yehuda, didn't want to let him go. And then he made aliyah, fasted, began studying Talmud Eretz Yisrael, and he became a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. So when they gave him smicha, sharu lehachi, they said, they sang the following thing, lo kechal v'lo sharak v'lo frichus v'ya'alat chen. It's a beautiful praise, he doesn't need any rouge or any makeup. He's beautiful himself, kind of like a song for a kala, meaning this one is inherently a great man. Kizamchol Rabbi Yamru Rabbi Yasi, when Rabbi Yamru Rabbi Yasi, the Talmidim Rabbi Yochanan got smicha, Sharulei Hachi, they said, kol min dein smuchu lana. These are the ones that we want to have smicha, to give smicha to. We should be able to give smicha to guys like this in the future. Lo tisvachu lana, lo mi smartitin, v'lo mi smarmisin. Don't give us guys who have broken up learning or shattered learning, guys like this. Now the connection here is, now we're talking about smicha and about the praise that they sang to the people who got smicha. We now hear about Rabbi Avahu when he would come home. He lived in Caesarea and he was friendly with the Roman proconsul. So kihavu atim mitivta vekesar nafki matronita vekesar. The women of the vekesar would come out and mashayin lay, and they would say, Rabba diame, the master of his people, madbarna deumate, the leader of his nation, putzina de nahora, the golden glowing candle, baruch matiach l'shalom, baruch mo'achal l'shalom. Beautiful. Okay, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that we have the same machloka of Rishim Rabbi Yehuda 3 or 5 for arifat ha'egla, when a homicide victim is found. We don't know who killed him. It's outside of the city. Tana Rabbanan. V'yatsu zekeinecha v'shoftecha. Torah says, see the pasuk on the page, that your elders and your judges have to go out and measure the city, measure to find the closest city. Zekeinecha shnayim, shoftecha shnayim. So now we have two nouns, your elders and your judges. V'ein beitin shakul, so 2 plus 2 plus 1, because he can't be even. Mosif nalein odachan, harei kan chamisha divi Rabbi Yehuda. There's Rabbi Yehuda, 5. Shimon or Zekenacha Shnaim. He just says elders. Elders is two. And Beit Din Shakum is going to know the Chad Harekan Shlosha. That's how I get to three. Rabbi Shimon Haishoftecha Mayavidei. Again, the same problem we just had, which is what does Rabbi Shimon do with Shoftecha? Should be another two. Ahumi Bayalei Lemuchadim Shimashoftecha. He says, no, it has to be Musmachim. Rabbi Yehuda Mizikney Zekenacha Nafka. He says, I get that from the fact that it says Zekenacha, not just Ziknei. It has to be a Musmachim. Rabbi Shimon, means they agree that it has to be Musmachim. Question is, do I need Shoftecha to give me? Shimon, imi ziknei, havemena ziknei ashuk. And the Rachman is zekenacha. Shimon says, if it had just said ziknei, I would have just thought old guy. Therefore, it has to say zekenacha to know that it's dayoni. Tev zekenacha, havemena sanhedrik tana. If it only said that, I would think they could be members of the small sanhedrin. Rachman is v'shoftecha, therefore it said v'shoftecha, miyuchadim shoftecha, they have to be members of the Beit Din HaGadol. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon agree that they have to be members of the Beit Din HaGadol. Question is, do you get it from Shoftecha? Yura Gomer Ziknei Ziknei Mivasomchu Ziknei Ha'edet Yidehem. From the previous piece that we had about Smichat Zikenim, that have to be the members of the Beit Din HaGadol. So Ziknei Ziknei, I pull that over to here also. Malam Miuchadin Shebeidavka Miuchadin Shebezkenacha. Just like there, they have to be Miuchadin Shebeidah. Here, they have to be the elite of the Dayanim. So E Yali Flail of Kulamihatam. But if that's the case, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need any of our psukim. He could learn the whole thing, Zekenacha v'shoftecha. Remember, he learns five over there also. So Zekenacha v'shoftecha lamali. What do I need it for? So the previous limud can't be the way that we go. Elavav v'shoftecha l'minyona. The answer is Zekenacha v'shoftecha. And the vav is there to say add them on. So Rabbi Shimon vav lo darish. Rabbi Shimon doesn't darish in that. Elamiata, if that's the case, that you're counting each one of the nouns or verbs that's plural as two more, it says viatsu umadudu. Viatsu is another two, madudu is another two. So Mr. Rabbi Yehuda, it should be nine. And Rabbi Shimon should be seven. Because instead of five, it should be seven plus two is seven, plus two is nine. Rabbi Shimon is three, plus two is seven. So the answer is no. Ahumi ba'yale l'chadetanya. We need viatsu and madudu for something else. Viatsu hein v'lo shtuchan. Beit Din themselves has to go out. They can't send agents. Umadidu is there for the following. Shafilu nimtza ba'alil, even if the body is found very, very clearly near one of the cities, la'ir, tzarech lasok midida. There's a mitzvah of measuring anyway. All right, so yatsu umadidu is there for its own need, not to add more dayanim. Okay, ma'nitin deloki haitana. But our Mishnah, that says either three or five, does not follow this Tana. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, v'yatsu zekenecha v'shoftecha means, Zekenecha zu Sanhedrin, which may mean the whole Sanhedrin. V'shoftecha ze melech v'kohen gadol. Shoftecha means melech kohen gadol. Melech tichtiv melech b'mishpat yamid aret, so the melech is involved with mishpat, shoftecha. Kohen gadol tichtiv v'atel ha-kohenim halvim el ha-shofet. So shofet is compared to the kohen. So the kohen gadol and the melech and the Sanhedrin go out. Now the question is, ibayelu. So first of all, our Mishnah can't be Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov because he makes a demand of Melech and Kohen Gadol that aren't mentioned in our Mishnah. The question is, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, v'chad ha-polig v'tarte polig, does he disagree only on one point, which is the requirement of Melech and Kohen Gadol? Or disagree on 2 points, does he claim that the entire Sanhedrin has to go out? Melech v'Kohen Gadol polig v'Sanhedrin ikor b'yudah ikor v'shimon. When it comes to Sanhedrin, he says either three or five members. O dilma v'Sanhedrin nami polig. Tamar kula Sanhedrin b'anim. Maybe he holds the whole Sanhedrin has to come out plus Melech plus Kohen Gadol. So Rav Yosef, Toshma, Rav Yosef proves that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds the whole Sanhedrin has to come out. Because we have the following. Mitza'an abet pagi, v'imra lehen, a zaken mamre, who rules against the majority that already voted, publicly paskins against the vote, is a zaken mamre, is chayav mitah, but only in the makom. If he finds them outside, does hamra'a yachol te'emrata, hamra'a might think that he was guilty, tamud lomar, kamtav yalita al makom. Meaning, you come up to the place, and it's only in that place that the Dayanim all have to accept the rule of the majority. Now, the Nafu Kama, how many of them were outside at Beit Pagi, outside of the city? Ila Miksatan, if it's only a few of them, maybe the majority who's inside hold like this Zaken, it's not Hamra'a. If these 20 who went out say Pasul, and he says Kasher, well, it could be that the other 50 are inside, say Kasher. El Apshita Danafikulu. It must be that a majority or all of them were outside, and he opposed them. So Lamai, how could they all leave? Elam and Dvar Shud, if they all went out to take a walk or something else. And Matsunafki, they're not allowed to leave. Vaktiv, Sharecha, Gana, Sarech, Sarmazek. This pasuk that describes the sort of crescent shape of the Beitin, the way the Beitin would sit, Al Yechsar Hamazek, which means that they can't be missing, so you can't have them leave, just stop. El Apshita Dvar Mitzvah must be that they went out with Dvar Mitzvah. Hey Chidami, Lavlam Didat Egla, isn't it that they went out to measure for the Egla Rufa? So you see, Rav Loza ben Yaakov, Rav Loza ben Yaakov must be the author of this, Breita, and you see that he holds that the whole Sanhedrin has to go out. So Amarle Abaye, Abaye said to Rav Yosef, Lo, go and shiatsu lo, sif alei Rav Elazarot. Maybe the Sanhedrin went out in order to do the formal procedure of extending the city of Yerushalayim or the Azarot. Kiditnan, as we see in our mission, in our parak, Ein Mosif Nalei Rav Elazarot al Beitin Shal Shivim Echad. That requires 71. Now, Tanya Kavatei Rav Yosef, we have a Braita that supports Rav Yosef, which is, Metza'ana Beit Pagi, again about Zaken Mamre, V'imra lehen gon shiatzulim didat egla ol sif alei Rav Elazarot. So, you're right, Abaye. That could be a reason they went out, but to measure for the Egla is also a reason they've gone out. I might think that his rejection of their psak and his defiance would be so we saw that drush already. What you see here is that Rav Yosef now is supported by this Breita, clearly must be authored by Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, who says that the entire Beit Din does have to go out in order to be part of the measuring for the Egla Ruf. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful